Live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Oh, what a weekend. Hope you had a great one. Glad you're with us on a Monday to start your work week. 7 June, the good, the bad, and the ugly from your busy weekend. What was good for you, what was bad, and what was just downright ugly. There was plenty of all three over the weekend, and certainly we'll get into it. Get your top headlines. We'll also pay off your B&E fact of the day. We appreciate you starting your work week with us every single day right here on the Show of the People. Ran into a lot of good folks over the weekend, Buck, who love the show, listen to the program, including, how about this, Billy from our UPS driver. He knows you, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Billy Rush. Ran into him yesterday. Good man. Listens on the podcast. Appreciate him and good folks out there. Ran into a lot of folks over the weekend that enjoy the program, enjoy the radio station. So good to meet those folks. And also Nighthawk Foods, great people at Nighthawk Foods who listen in the morning.
The Nighthawk.
The Nighthawk Foods folks down there in Buda. Always listening to the show. So appreciate them out there as
well. Thank you very much.
And Bucky's getting ready for the 20th Mullet Open. The 20th.
Yeah,
it would have been
I'm
the 20th
excited.
Annual last year, but got COVIDed out. But it's back bigger and better than
John
ever.
John Rahmed.
You got John Rahmed last year. Oh, man.
Dope.
But
I mean, seriously, you're going to lose a paycheck like that because you want to get a vaccination. To each his own. I shouldn't be saying that. If the guy feels like he shouldn't be vaccinated, then there's a good possibility you could come in contact with somebody that has COVID, and then you can take $2 million and then throw that out the window.
Exactly.
And a championship.
Which, you know, he has a 6-shot lead when he tested positive on Saturday, and there's a lot of people out there.
And I'm sure they got a vaccine for him around there, right? He's John Rahm.
It would not be a hard thing to get vaccinated, but that's a personal choice, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But that's where folks criticizing the PGA Tour and Jack Nicklaus and the Memorial Tournament for having that rule. I think you're pointing the wrong finger. John Rahm is the player, and the player knows the rules. And if you agree to play in the tournament, that's the rule. And you know, he just has decided not to get vaccinated for whatever reason, and that's his choice. But if he does test positive, he's going to be, you know, eliminated from the tournament, even if he has a 6-stroke lead on a Saturday, which he did.
I had a wonderful anniversary dinner on Friday.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
At what used to be the Iron Cactus at the Galleria. It's now the Lee Kitchen and Tavern, which Tony C. has done a fantastic job with that place. It was packed. My wife and I had a nice dinner, and the young server there, she was the only one in the place with a mask on.
That's it.
She was the only one, and I felt bad. She was trying to communicate to us, and she'd pull it down and talk to us, like, to our face, like, and say, because it was crowded, so it was loud. So she'd pull it down and talk to her, and then she'd put it back up. And I'm like, why are you even wearing this? You're, like, pulling it down and talking to us.
Yeah.
It's not working for you. Just, you know, and she was looking. I know she's, because she was trying to pull this thing up all night long. And she had a bad one. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a bad one, it's kind of used up and it just won't stay up, and you're serving people and you're trying to talk to them, you put your head down at a table and it come down. I feel so bad for her. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, but every time you pull that down, if you're really thinking that was helping you, it's not. I mean, like, it's not helping. It's not helping.
Well, hope everybody had a great weekend. Happy anniversary to you. My brother was in town, so I got to spend some time with family over the weekend, which was good.
I got my Costco card, by the way. I am legit. And if you want a job that is stimulating, Costco is not intramural, son. It's Division One.
It's the Big 12.
It's not. I mean, it's the Big 12. It's not for people that are looking for intramurals. If you work at Costco, you are stimulated. You are on the move. It's international. I was there twice since I got my card, picking up stuff for the Mullet Open. And I'm going to tell you, it's when I go in there, I'm like looking all around. I'm moving all around. Carts are flying everywhere. Guys and gals are running there. I did my self-checkout. She goes, the lady said, you can do this. I know you can do that. I said, I'm in a panic. She goes, there's nobody behind you. You're there early. You're the damn first one in line here. You got it. What time did you get here? 9 o'clock in the morning for 10 o'clock opening? I'm here. I just want to get this done. I want to do self-checkout, and I don't want the person with their hands on their hips behind me like it's a golf course. When you're taking too long, and there's a guy standing there, you know, leaning on his club with his hands on his hips like Daryl Royal used to do the first time I met Coach Royal at a golf course. And I said, who the hell is that guy with his hands on his hip behind us? And Bobby Jack said, turn around. That's Coach Royal. Don't even look back again. Don't ever look back at Coach Royal again, or you'll go blind. And so I'm in there. I got it done. Smooth on through there with my big old cart.
So you're legit now with your Costco membership. Sweet.
I got a picture on it. It's like a driver's license.
I think we invested in one of those and then never went. So
what?
That was kind of a waste of money for us. I don't know. We just
it's
never
the international
it.
Eatery when you're in
I,
there.
I get it. I get it.
There's people with stuff on their faces. There's people from Asia. They're from Mexico. They're from white America. They're
white
from
America.
Black America. You go in there, brother, and you're going to meet people from everywhere. Different languages. Love Costco. I'm going in there for stimulation from now on. I'm just going in there with a cart, not even buying anything and coming out.
B&E fact of the day, we asked you on the way to the timeout at the top of the hour. Tony La Russa has moved into second place on Major League Baseball's all-time managerial wins list with the White Sox win yesterday, passing John McGraw. Now only trails whom, Buck? Any idea?
Connie Mack. The great Connie Mack.
Connie Mack, and he's not catching him. He's 1,000 behind Connie Mack.
No, he's not.
He's 1,000 behind
Connie
Mack.
I don't know if anybody's catching Connie Mack.
It's like Nolan Ryan and the strikeouts thing. I mean, it's unbeatable. Unbeatable all-time, but Connie Mack is the all-time winner in Major League Baseball for a manager. Speaking of winners, the Longhorns were winners over the weekend. Let's get you to the headlines. UBO Business Services brings it to you. And yeah, Texas baseball, another dominant performance at the dish last night as the second-ranked Longhorns certainly look like a team on a mission right now. They defeat Fairfield 12-2. They win the NCAA Austin Regional Championship and advance to the Super Regional Round, the round of 16. It's the 11th time in program history there. Texas 3-0 over the weekend, posted victories over Southern, Arizona State, and Fairfield by a combined score of 33-5. They improved to 45-15 on the season for head coach David Pierce.
Oh, man, they were outstanding all weekend. Great defense, great pitching, some timely hitting. I mean, we grinded out some at-bats all weekend. At times, it's like, you know, patient. But, I mean, we just wore people down and played great defense, and we went after it. I mean, it was one of those deals that we were not going to wait around. We were going to be very aggressive. That was the whole game plan. So, great job by Pete today and the bullpen.
Yeah, Pete Hansen with 13 strikeouts and pitched into the seventh inning. Bullpen cleaned it up from there. Longhorns will now face the winner of the Gainesville, Florida Regional, which will not include the Florida Gators. That's going to be decided today between South Florida and South Alabama. Winner of that game will be coming to Austin this weekend for the Super Regional. Longhorns, one of eight teams who have secured a spot in the round of 16 in college baseball, including Texas Tech, who swept their way through the Lubbock Regional. TCU, though, eliminated the Fort Worth Regional over the weekend by Oregon State. Dallas Baptist will now face Oregon State today to decide the winner of that. Also, last night, top-ranked Arkansas lost to Nebraska 5-3 in Fayetteville. They're going to play an elimination game today in that one. Texas football, Longhorns added transfer running back from Tuscaloosa last night with the commitment of former Alabama running back Keelan Robinson. Talked about him earlier, 5'9", 190-pound sophomore. Did play as a freshman with the Crimson Tide in 2019. Sat out last year with COVID concerns. He's a four-star recruit of the class of 2019 originally from Washington, D.C. Big trade in the NFL. It's now official that the Atlanta Falcons will trade Julio Jones to the Tennessee Titans for a second-round draft pick and a fourth-rounder in 2023. NBA playoffs make it 10 years and counting now for the Dallas Mavericks. Without a playoff series victory, they lost to the L.A. Clippers yesterday in Game 7 of that first-round series, 126-111. It was a 24-4 run at the end of the third quarter that really created the separation. Mavs fall despite a 46.14 assist performance from Luka Doncic. What a tremendous series he had. Clippers will now face Utah in round two. Speaking of second round, yesterday the upstart Atlanta Hawks stole game one of their second round series with top seeded Philadelphia, 128-124. Trey Young scored 35. And in golf, Patrick Cantlay, after John Rahm was disqualified, Patrick Cantlay picked up his fourth PGA Tour victory and second Memorial win in the last three seasons. He outlasted Colin Morikawa in a playoff yesterday in Dublin, Ohio, and a thrilling finish last night in soccer as the U.S. men's national team beat Mexico in the CONCACAF Nations League final 3-2 in extra time.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
By the way, the people at Costco are incredibly nice and very, very polite to the people that come in. The employees there do a fantastic job of communicating to everybody and helping you out. Just wonderful.
No doubt.
I'm still not eating there. Still not eating at the United Nations cafeteria. No thanks. Not having a...
Can't you get like a hot dog for like a buck there?
Yeah, $1.50, $1.25.
Slice of pizza?
Not doing that. I saw people taking boxes of pizza out. A pizza must be good, but sorry. Sorry,
elitist.
Sorry, Mr. Elitist. You'll go in,
oh,
but you
man.
Won't eat their food.
What a weekend. Hope you had a great one. It was a Bud Light weekend for sure.
I know
and around the raindrops.
I know what they don't have. They don't have the little kiosks set up anymore. That's what I know.
Oh, with the free samples?
They don't have the samples, so, you know, those people, sample lady can go around and around the block.
Oh, people go there for lunch?
Yes. Going to Costco for lunch, yeah.
Do the laps?
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, dang it.
Because of the COVIDs, I guess.
It'll come back at some point.
Sure.
All right, so there's your headlines. A lot of trending topics, a lot of big stories out there, a lot of lead stories this morning. We'll start with our Coach's Corner here, brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, avconsultations.com. Tom McKay and his great crew there, 30 years for all of your audiovisual needs. Find them online at avconsultations.com. Congratulations to David Pearson, the Longhorns Buck. Certainly looking the part of a number two seed, while other top seeds out there struggling and being eliminated and kind of fighting their way through.
Right.
Texas, no trouble whatsoever. As I mentioned, 33-5. Just and you heard David Pierce, you can almost hear the excitement in his voice. They executed the plan. They grounded out at bats. They ran the bases. Heck, Mike Antico had four steals last night and was active on the base paths all weekend. And, you know, it's hard to pick what was the best part of Texas. I mean, the hitting and the runs scored were there, but the pitching just, I mean, Tristan Stevens was dazzling on Friday night against Southern. Ty Madden was Ty Madden on Saturday. And last night, Pete Hansen looked as good as he's looked all year. He was up to about 89 miles an hour on his fastball. Fairfield had never seen an arm like Pete Hansen, a left-hander. He was in complete control all night long. And then the bullpen comes in. Lucas Gordon came in, got one out in the seventh, and then Cole Quintanilla in the eighth. Think about that. They're one of their best relievers. They didn't have to use him until Sunday night. He comes in, Buck, hits 98 on the radar gun. He looks as fresh as he's looked all year. Aaron Nixon shut it down in the ninth. I mean, there are very few holes on this baseball team when they're grinding out at bats and putting the ball in play.
Well, hindsight 2020, I mean, Coach could have chosen anyone to take the mound. He could have gone to four. He ended up taking his second starter, and which was fine. Everybody was debating for a whole week because that's what they do. They try to play manager, and who's going to take the mound? People were saying take number three or number four. And quite frankly, he could have chose any one of the pitchers that he has from one to four and still probably got through this thing. But taking his number two was a good decision by the skip, and they did what they had to do. All three of the pitchers did what they had to do and the relievers. So this was just a good draw. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any easier, I guarantee you that. Than the draw that they had this weekend with Fairfield and Southern.
Yeah, they were really head and shoulders above these teams.
Right.
And now they caught a break on Saturday with Arizona State's starting pitcher. Had a finger injury,
right.
A tendon injury, so you know he was only lasted three innings, and then Texas was able to go to work on the Sun Devils bullpen. But really never even sweated, really, during this. There were never really any tense moments for the Longhorns, and it started with Tristan Stevens on Friday. But you know that's the what this team has, right? When Pete Hansen's going to pitch like he did last night, they have three aces. I mean, you have three aces in your rotation. Ty Madden, we know him, Big 12 pitcher of the year. Tristan Stevens, also first team all Big 12. And then, you know, Pete Hansen's been coming along all year and now pitching his best at the best moment. So you have three really top-end starters and the bullpen. And, congratulations to the most valuable player of the Austin Regional, Zach Zubia. He had a big weekend at the dish. At the plate, you also had Mitchell Daly on the all-tournament team, Cam Williams, Trey Faltini, Mike Antico, Doug Hodo made it, Ivan Melendez, Pete Hansen, and Tristan Stevens. So
and Zay told me about, I didn't see last night's fiasco, but said that Cam got hit like three times.
Cam Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would piss me off. I know that. But after number one, if you came close on number two, I'd be like, okay now. All right, I know you're getting driven into the ground, but don't hit me twice. But to get hit three times, that's just throwing at you, isn't it? Eventually, doesn't it come down? If you get hit three times in a game, isn't that throwing at you?
Well, I don't think any of them seemed intentional. But you know, Cam stands on top of the plate. Cam wants you to, and then you have to try to pitch inside on him.
Yeah,
he's got great quick hands, and that's kind of when you see him up on the plate like that, you have to try to back him off a little bit. And not let him get his arms extended, but Zay, what was your thought on Cam Williams?
Well, for one, he stands there like Robbie Cano, man. He has a great stance and obviously great hips when he makes his swings. But I don't know, man. It seemed like those Fairfield guys, it wasn't Connecticut. It was hot and muggy out there, and those pitchers, they were sweating bricks.
Yeah. Kind of warm for the boys from Connecticut, wasn't
it? Yeah, real warm.
It's a whole different animal, that humidity, when you when
yes,
it was
it
like
is.
90 degrees yesterday. Now, they didn't play until 8 o'clock last night when the game began, so the sun was about to go down. Hmm. But, yes, it was still a heavy, heavy air, and, yeah, this isn't Connecticut. Fairfield,
no.
Connecticut.
Not even at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It's warm and sticky here.
Well, and the Longhorns, you know, the good fortune looks to be continuing. Not that you will take anybody lightly, but they're going to play the winner of South Alabama, South Florida today.
They're real fortunate. This is great.
Florida Gators have been eliminated, and so it's shades of a couple years ago when Tennessee Tech came in, when you felt like, you know, who are you going to get? You're going to get a 2 or 3 seed here coming in from the Gainesville Regional for your Super Regional. And obviously the winner of that is off to Omaha. And the final eight, as we said, you know, TCU, disappointing over the weekend up at Fort Worth. They didn't even get to the championship. I mean, they lost to Oregon State. Not a good performance from Coach Sloss and the Horned Frogs. They're out. Dallas Baptist or Oregon State are going to move through there. And you know, Texas Tech did take care of their business and have advanced out of the Lubbock Regional. And, well, you know, all eyes will be on Fayetteville, Arkansas today. You know, Nebraska is an interesting team. The head coach at Arkansas is Dave Van Horn. He came to Arkansas from Nebraska, where he built a heck of a program with the Cornhuskers when they were in the Big 12. Now they're in the Big 10. But Nebraska won the regular season Big 10 championship. And they stole a game from them last night 5-3, and they're going to play an elimination game. So that is not an easy out with the Cornhuskers against with the team that's been the best team in college baseball all year, the Razorbacks. So that'll be interesting.
As I said, that was a nice draw for the regional. That's a good start. And it doesn't matter if they do what they need to do and focus on themselves and run the bases and do the things that they have to do. Some of the, you know, they'll figure it out because their pitching is going to take them a long way and their defense is going to take them really long way. You better be able to hit the ball in the gaps on this team, because if you hit hard balls to the guys in the field, they make the plays. They don't kick it around. They don't boot the ball around. They just don't do it.
Big crowds as well. Props to you folks who are out there. I know with especially the Arizona State game, which was the most competitive of the games of the weekend, the crowd, you know, all the players talked about what an impact that was to have the crowd and the electricity in the air for, you know, those two historically great baseball programs going head-to-head. Texas was never in jeopardy against Southern or Fairfield. And as somebody pointed out with the hit batters of Cam Williams, he said, didn't look intentional from where I was. 13 walks, they had 5 hit batters. Their pitching staff ran out of gas. Yeah, that's, you know, when you're Fairfield and you're playing, you know, through the loser's bracket, you got to beat Arizona State earlier in the day. And that's the other part of Fairfield. They had to play in the middle of the day in the heat and then turn around and play the night game against Texas. So they're out of pitching. They're already pretty worn out. They're not used to this heat and humidity, and Texas really took advantage of that last night. So they're on to the round of 16. That's part of the good of the weekend. We've also got the big trade in the NFL. We've got the NBA playoffs, and a lot of folks buzzing about the soccer match last night with U.S. men's national team beating Mexico in that CONCACAF final. So the first time that they've won a trophy since 2017 with the U.S. men. So a lot of big stories out there this morning.
Yeah, that's a huge win for the men's soccer team. As a matter of fact, it'll give them a little bit of confidence as they continue to get a little bit better every year. I'll tell you, they're still a ways away when it comes to international play. But that's a huge step last night. Just too bad that it just got stupid. You know what I mean? Just dumb stuff happened in that yesterday. I don't get that part of it.
Yeah. Crowd was unruly, to say the least, throwing water bottles.
You're hitting your
chanting,
own guys. I mean,
slurs.
You're hitting your guys. I mean, you shouldn't be throwing it anyway, but you're slamming your guys. One guy got hit right in the mug.
Yeah, they had to stop the game, pause the game, and get the crowd under control in that match in Denver, Colorado. So, you know, rough
stuff. Is this where Major League Baseball is taking their All-Star game?
Denver.
Hi, Denver.
Yeah, Denver. Major League Baseball's All-Star game pulled from Atlanta for political reasons, and now into Denver this coming summer.
Look out for the water bottles.
This July, look out for the water bottles. Somebody said, Jim Schlossnagel leaving the Big 12. That's good news for the future of Texas teams. Well, that is the rumor, and I told you a couple weeks ago, keep an eye on Schloss to possibly LSU, and people questioned it because at the time, Paul Maneri was still the head coach at LSU, but he has since retired, which was kind of the buzz behind the scenes. And Texas A&M also still has a coaching vacancy. They put a hard run to replace Rob Childress. They went after Tim Tadlock at Texas Tech. Tadlock turned him down. They thought they had Tadlock, and he gets the lifetime contract at Texas Tech. Schloss is going to be on the radar. So after the loss over the weekend, when they lost to Oregon State, Coach Sloss shot down rumors that he's interested in the Texas A&M job. LSU is going to be, you know, of interest as well. So keep an eye on that.
And I'm still not quite sure this Julio Jones thing. I just don't know where it takes him. We've been doing this for 2 months about Julio Jones. I know there's not a lot of big names that are right now going on in the NFL. It's a really quiet. It was a quiet kind of off season, with the exception of course, Aaron Rodgers. But Julio Jones thrown in there is, I just don't know what it does. I don't know what it does for the
Titans. I think it makes Tennessee better. I mean, I don't think there's – because Julio Jones –
it doesn't make them ridiculously better offensively because – as a team. Because their problems is defense. Not getting him or getting him, we'll see. We'll just see how long he lasts.
Look, as we said, he had an injury plague a year ago. But the previous three seasons, he averaged 15 or 16 starts and was a Pro Bowler. So but this is that age. It's 32. I mean, yeah. What does he have left? But he says he's in great shape. He keeps his body in great shape. He's one thing about Julio Jones. Ever since his days at Alabama, he is a football junkie. He lives.
Oh no, he works the game.
And he's going to fit in that culture of Mike Vrabel's in Tennessee perfectly.
Yeah, when you see him run and catch, you know that he plays. He's not going down.
He plays the game.
Yes,
he plays the game. He's not a diva.
No,
one of these diva receivers. Now he's had some contract disputes with the Falcons, but at his best, he's as good as the game has had in the last 10 years at that position. And at 32, he's now the second option in Tennessee. AJ Brown is the emerging star there. Ryan Tannehill is going to be a happy quarterback because you can hand it to Derrick Henry and throw it to these two big monsters on the outside. You're right about the defense. Well, the biggest question in Tennessee is how big of an impact does Bud Dupree make on their pass rush? Because if they all of a sudden can rush the passer, because they're pretty sturdy on defense, they just didn't pressure the quarterback.
Which puts that secondary of theirs into a bind.
Which is why, of any of the playoff teams, they had the worst third down defense in the NFL last year. Well, why are you bad on third down? Because you don't get pressure on the quarterback. You expose your secondary because the guy has all day in the back. And remember, they lost in the playoffs to Baltimore, but that was a hard-fought football game. The year before that, they were in the AFC Championship game.
Right. That probably puts them closer than it would a team like if he would have gone to New England.
Yeah. Because you don't know what their quarterback situation is. And obviously, Ryan Tannehill is probably – that's the ceiling, right? The pass rusher in Tennessee, and then can Ryan Tannehill step up and go toe-to-toe with – the Pat Mahomes of the world and, win a, Josh Allen and win you a big playoff game.
Right.
Because I do think the Tennessee Titans are in the playoff. They're a playoff team.
Yes, for sure.
But then what's the ceiling once they get there? Does Julio Jones make that kind of difference? And that'll be interesting how Mike Vrabel, does he pace Julio Jones, right? In the NFL, they call it, load management?
Well, that's the NBA.
But do it in the NFL, do you take it easy with Julio Jones so that at the biggest moments he's healthy and fresh, because that's going to be your...
For sure.
I know in the NFL you can't take a week off, you can't, but it's a long season now. 17 games this season. You wonder if they'll
getting
be a little,
ready for 18.
If there'll be a little bit of load management to, with Julio Jones and even Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry is the key to that offense, obviously. All right, coming back, we'll take your thoughts on those top stories of the morning. Want to hear from you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Hit us on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776 for the end of the hour. Isaiah Collier will lead us through the big stories that we've missed. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Howe from Horns 24/7 will join us and the Longhorn Blitz podcast and Light the Tower to talk about the big football recruiting weekend for the Longhorns and the Texas baseball team. We're loaded with you on a Monday. Glad you're with us. Live.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, what a Monday. Glad you were with us. Hope you had a great weekend. We're recapping as we do every Monday here on B&E with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Longhorn baseball, really good. Really good. They're into the round of 16 in the NCAA baseball tournament. Also, plenty of bad as well and ugly, including the fans in the Mexico-USA game last night in Denver. Unruly, to say the least. Also, John Rahm disqualified from the Memorial Tournament in golf with a 6-stroke lead because of a positive COVID test. Had to withdraw. Patrick Cantlay went on to win that over Colin Morikawa in a playoff. But, there's been a lot of questions.
Did you see the rough at that place?
Ooh, that's Ohio rough, my friend.
Wow.
That is serious. It is some cabbage.
And all weekend long, the locusts were making all those sounds. You could hear it throughout the whole broadcast. I'm like, what the hell is... Oh, and then I saw a couple of them land on the faces of some of those guys.
Yeah. No, it's... That was quite a tournament for
and
sure.
And Sam's Club is the intramurals compared to Costco. Okay.
Ooh,
I've been to both, so I'll just let you know that right now, you Sam's Club members, that Costco is the Big 12 Division One.
So in your opinion,
yes.
Costco greater than Sam's Club.
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
I don't know. I think I might be a Sam's Club guy. Zay, where are you on this? Can you settle the score?
I haven't been the either one in a minute.
Okay,
so
I mean either.
I can't do that.
So I probably have to go with you on that.
You're not old enough yet. Once you get those 12 kids, you'll probably have. Then
whoa, slow down.
Yeah,
I get the snip
the
before
breaks.
Then.
You get the snip.
After yeah, two. Before 12?
Yeah, two. That's fine.
Yeah, I've seen Cheaper by the Dozen. That's a horrible movie.
It is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, who
that'll terrible. Scare you out of having kids now. Although I was one of eight.
Oh, man. All right, so we've got a lot of good stories out there, a lot of intriguing, controversial stories as well. Because a lot of people arguing that John Rahm should have been able to play. You know, it's COVID. You know, he could have separated from his caddy, carry his own bag, whatever. And he's got a 6-stroke lead. All he's got to do is, you know, stay away from people and finish the run. He's asymptomatic. He just tested positive. Feels fine. But because of the rules, you and I have argued, and I think agreed, that just get vaccinated. And because they don't even test if you're vaccinated. The only players they test on the tour are the non-vaccinated. And that was, you know, so if he gets the shots, he's not even getting tested, and he can go finish this thing. And I would argue he cost himself $2 million in a Memorial Tournament. And by the way, Colin Morikawa and Patrick Cantlay were all too happy to say, oh, sweet, we're back in this thing.
Boy, are we ever back in it. We were down by 6.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks for John, but you know, let's see if we can go chase that $2 million paycheck. But that was part of the Sunday, a busy Sunday in the sports world. The Mavericks eliminated by the Clippers, and people are clamoring that, hey, thanks for the gold star lock on Friday, Buck.
I know, but, you know, there was a little caveat to that, the fact that I said that Game 7 will not be won the Mavericks won't win. If they don't win it on Friday night, they're not going to win this thing. They're not going to win Game 7 for sure because, you know, KY is going to find a way to win that game, and he did. So I'm just going to call that a toss-up. You lose a little juice on 10,000 units, but, you lose a lot of juice on 10,000 units.
The VIG belongs to the cousin. But
that's just one more gold chain.
Zay, what were your thoughts on that Clippers game? Because obviously, yesterday was back in L.A. and for the first time, an actual home team won a game in that series. But for the Mavericks, they let one get away. They had home floor. By the way, they went 0-3 on their home floor against the Clippers, including Friday night. And as Bucky calls him, KY was pretty damn good on Friday night.
Yeah, Kawhi took care of business, and Tyronn Lue was a lot better. I've been killing Tyronn Lue a lot this series, but I got to show him some love because him playing Luke Kennard when Rick Carlisle and the Mavs went zone was huge because Luke Kennard, coming out of Duke, you know, him and Jason Tatum played together. He had a better season than Jason Tatum, even though Jason Tatum clearly had more upside. Luke Kennard could hoop, and he's getting paid $80 million to sit on the bench in the first 5 games. Tyronn Lue played them game 6 and 7. They win the game.
Yep.
Yeah, so sucks for the Mavs. You know, to have a player the caliber of Luka Doncic playing to the caliber he played over the course of the 7 games, I mean, it's just unbelievable. 46 points and 14 assists yesterday. They just, you know, Kristaps Porzingis just didn't give him enough. They just don't have enough around him, but it's only a matter of time. That, you know, we aren't the only ones that have said this is going to be Luka's league. As LeBron James, you know, kind of rides off, he's dominated the sport for the last 15 years or so, or more. This is going to be Luka Doncic's league, and can Mark Cuban build a roster? Zay, when you watch that team, what's the type of player they need if they're going to go out and get over the hump and finally be able to get back and win a playoff series?
They need a 3-and-D guy. Obviously, a player like Paul George, that's kind of the elite 3-and-D guy in the league right now. Clearly, Kawhi, you know, has him to rely on, where Paul George, he didn't necessarily have a great series, but if you look at his stats last night, he had 22 points and 10 assists, so that's a pretty damn good game for somebody that didn't play well, you know, throughout the whole series. So there's no one in free agency this year. That Kawhi Leonard thing, that's very unrealistic, but yeah, at the end of the day, they just need another 3-and-D guy.
Yeah, just a second best player, the running mate to Luka. It's, but I feel like at some point there's going to be a guy that wants to play with Luka because that they can dominate this league. If he joins forces with one other All Star and Porzingis is the third guy with the rest of that roster and Rick Carlisle. Mark Cuban's already announced that Rick Carlisle will be coming back. No coaching change in Dallas, even though there was a thought that maybe he could be let go if they lose that game, which they did. But you know, Luka. His league to come. And Trae Young getting a lot of love, rightfully so. They beat the Sixers yesterday. Trae Young, one of the best young players in this league. 35 points, 10 assists. First Hawks player ever to have that stat line in a playoff game as they surprised the Sixers yesterday. And the other big NBA story is James Harden now out. James Harden pulled his hamstring in that Game 1 Brooklyn win over Milwaukee, and he's already been ruled out for Game 2 tonight.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like a bad pull. It didn't seem like where he go, you know, and he just kind of walked away. Like, oh, I did it again.
Oops, and I did it again.
And just kind of meandered off the court. So hopefully that's something that, as you said, day to day, that's not going to be something that will keep him out of this series if they need him. But the way they played the other night, it was, hell, it's the Bucks that don't have enough going on.
Well, that's Zay's right on. The interesting point to watch tonight, if you're going to watch that game, is will they match Giannis up on Durant? Because they were using P.J. Tucker almost exclusively in Game 1.
And
a couple of former Longhorns. But, you know, he can be physical. But Durant just goes right over P.J. He's just too skilled offensively, too tall. And it's almost unfair to ask P.J. Tucker to try to guard him. And then you've got Giannis, who's a fellow 7-footer, who's a freaky athlete, who you feel like would be a really good matchup. But you mentioned you don't want him in foul trouble. But at the same time, you got to get stops.
Kevin Durant's too slick. He's a slick old dude, man, with his jumper, his little pump fakes, and then saying, well, he got me on the elbow. I mean, you don't even have to butcher him. You just, if his shot gets off, the official will go, that's had to be a foul. That's Kevin Durant. Does he ever miss like that?
Yeah.
It's got to be a foul.
Well, we'll see. And Harden's, you know, how much does Harden's injury impact their ceiling in Brooklyn? But they still have Kyrie and Durant to run it up. So we'll see that game
tonight. And by the way, for Durant, we haven't seen one of those games from the Pac-Man. You know what I'm saying? We have not. You know, we just haven't
What'd you call him?
Pac-Man.
Oh, the backpack.
Yeah. We haven't seen one of those games from him where he goes off for 45 or 50. He's just been on, like, cruise control. Wait until you need him to do one of those. And I think we'll get one of those before it's all said and done in this series.
All right. So that's
where he just goes nuts.
NBA from the weekend. And I did, because my son rented it for his buddies, watch this sham last night of a – can we just go ahead and say high-level boxing is a joke at this point? I mean, come on. I don't even – then I'm told that there's not even a winner in the Floyd Mayweather versus – the YouTube sensation, Luke Paul or Jake Paul. What's his name?
Jake Paul.
Logan Paul. I will say this. I watched a little bit of it. Logan Paul, he can take a punch because Floyd was landing, and he wouldn't go down. There was a couple times in like the fourth and fifth rounds of this 8-round ridiculous thing last night.
Just remember, you can never get that time back, ever.
Well, the Longhorns were up 10-2, so I was comfortable to walk into the other room and watch a little bit of the fight. And I'm like, well, it's only a matter of time. He's about to go down. But that dude went all 8 rounds, and then now they both declare victory. It's an exhibition. I don't even know. They just made a bunch of money. What a joke. What a joke.
Yeah, on the low end, well, Mayweather on the low end probably will make $30 million. That's on the low end. $30 million for that.
Money always makes money. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he does.
All right.
Billions and billions.
Billions and billions of dollars.
All kinds of money.
Yeah. All right, so that's out there. A lot going on. A lot of good stories, including
I love the Longhorn story. That's the long for the football team. That's a great story.
Man, we're going to talk to Jeff Howe. Jeff will join us after the top of the hour. We'll get you the headlines, and then Jeff will join us. We'll ask about this. What he knows about this Alabama transfer running back who was a 4-star kid in the class of 2019 out of Washington D.C. Keelan Robinson's his name. Also, Jeff's thoughts on this baseball team. But yeah, big weekend at Texas because it was the first weekend since the dead period end to host official visits. And a lot of big names on campus this weekend. And Steve Sarkisian and his staff's first chance to make a first impression in person with some of the top recruits for the next several recruiting cycles and also to continue with the transfer market. So Jeff will weigh in. But you're right. You mentioned, you know, do they have enough running backs, right? We know Bijan Robinson's the best player on the team.
Correct.
Arguably. And he's going to be the engine of the offense, mm-hmm. running the football. But, you know, Roschon Johnson's a workhorse. Roschon Johnson's a tough guy who you don't mind having in there. But at the same time, who's after him became a question. And, you know, this could be that answer. 5'9", 190 pounds.
Sounds like a guy who's running about at 210 coming from Alabama. That'll be the interesting thing. If you go back and watch him on film, when he played, was it sophomore year or freshman year? Sophomore year. So when you will watch him play, you'll watch that he runs big. They all do.
Yeah.
If they're at Bama.
Well, and the thing is, with the familiarity with Steve Sarkisian, he knows this offense walking in.
Absolutely.
He knows how Sark operates. He knows, I mean, his learning curve is much shorter than a normal transfer because he understands this and actually can probably help the other running backs in the room.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, this is a guy who knows the cadence, the snap counts, how they want it to be. How you run the fly motion, that's great to have a guy like that.
Well, and here's all, and we'll ask Jeff his expert opinion on this coming up with Keelan Robinson, but you know, if you walk in as a four-star recruit and actually play, see the field as a freshman at Alabama,
right,
you're pretty good. I mean, and he did. I mean, he had, 40 carries and 250 yards rushing mm-hmm. as a freshman at Alabama. Sat out last year for COVID concerns. He opted out of the season and now is transferring in. So I think there's some serious talent there. And so the Longhorns' backfield, Bijan Robinson, Roschon Johnson, this fella, the Gabriel Watson kid who transferred in a year ago, who you liked in the spring game.
I did.
And they also have Jonathan Brooks coming in, the high school recruit from Hallettsville.
It's Texas. They're supposed to.
Yeah. And, you know, next year we know that they already have the commitment from the number one recruit, Jaden Blue, in
right.
the nation. And then they already have Stan Drayton already got a running back commitment for the class of 2023.
That's what I'm saying.
Kid from El Campo.
Should be that way.
Yeah. So doing well in that regard, that they still have other holes to fill. So we'll talk to Jeff about that, and we'll come back. Isaiah Collier, our producer, will lead us through the hot or not topics, things we've missed halfway through the show, and good debates always in hot or not. Then Jeff Howe, loaded on a Monday. Glad you're with us, live, local, and digital. Always streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
B&E on a Monday, the hot or not topics, including the weather turning warm after, as we told you, the month of May was the fourth wettest May for total rainfall on record in Central Texas. And then the first week of June, Buck, was the fifth wettest start to June with over 3 inches of rain in the first 5 days of the month. But that's going to change. The pattern changing in more warmer days and 90s and sun.
But you will get more water in June. We're not done with the rain. Just
at least this week looking good, especially for the 20th all-time Mullet Open. Your golf tournament coming up on Friday out at Wolf Dancer and the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort. Looking forward to that. We're counting down the days to Friday.
I'm excited about it. I am excited for sure. This is going to be fun.
This is always a blast.
I miss seeing those people last year. And by the way, we're missing a couple that may not have made it through.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, when you go to the 20th annual and guys have been coming since they were, some of them have come with their dads that are 40 and 50 years old, 20 years later, you know, things happen.
They do.
Things happen.
Well, it's going to be fun to be back out there.
Yeah,
and,
good to see people.
Seeing the folks on Friday out at Hyatt Lost Pines. And the show will emanate live from the Mullet Open on Friday morning. So looking forward to that. Isaiah Collier is our producer and walks us through the hot or not topics each and every morning. Things we've missed halfway through the show. Isaiah, what you got, bud?
Good looking out, E.
Hey, man.
So there is footage of Myles Garrett completely dominating on the basketball court, to where his coach, Kevin Stefanski, said that he's retired because I guess Miles is just way too physical when he plays. Like, he's dunking on cats, you know. And he's playing against, like, YMCA-type players. But still, it's very impressive to see a defensive end get up the way he does. And that makes me ask you guys, because I've seen some of the best football players do some of the nastiest dunks and who are really good basketball players. So I ask you guys, is this bad? Should coaches allow their players in the offseason to hoop to stay in shape?
Well, I had Priest Holmes at my home for Thanksgiving, and we played. I had the basketball net in the corner of my yard, you know, with the light spotlight and the net behind it and everything
else. And you dropped the line down to like 8 feet?
And we put that thing down to 9 feet.
Eight.
And that dude gave me D's nut sandwich when I stood there, and he went over the top of me, and I got those right in my chin, in my face, when I went up. So, yeah, I've seen some, you know who could ball? Doug Flutie.
Doug Flutie.
Yeah, dude could jam at 5'9" and three quarters.
I mean, there is no doubt that Myles Garrett, the former Texas A&M star and first overall draft pick, is one of the premier athletes on the planet. And certainly in the National Football League, he's one of the best young players in the National Football League. The Browns signed him to the richest contract for a defensive player in history.
What's he playing against Stefanski for? What's that deal? Stefanski said he's retired. Did he play against him?
No, he didn't play against him.
Stefanski just put out a statement and said he retired. Congratulations for Miles on a great basketball career.
Thinking.
The organization himself called him and said, you know what, let's stay off the basketball floor.
Probably.
Little too rough, bud. We don't need a knee injury. Yeah, we know you can dunk, Look, I mean, that's part
of the number one thing football players do in the summertime. They play basketball.
Ball out?
Yes, when they're not.
Dude, you got to see this guy. This guy has got muscles. I don't know how you get a body like Miles. I didn't know how you do it. You work your tail off. But he is genetically gifted, and he's a freak. That dude's big, Zay. He looks like Karl Malone.
Yo, I remember hooping against Dexter Pittman at the old Concordia when I was trying to work on my game. And, yeah, I didn't really get much work in that day, but I remember being dunked on a few times.
But look at these little dudes he's dunking on. Where is this, the YMCA?
No, the CYO.
Come on, man. These are like, that guy, yeah. This guy's a walk-on wherever he was, and he's dunking on the dude. Guy's wearing a headband.
He's
white
playing,
dude in a headband with a Browns color shirt.
Playing against his agents and his friends.
Oh, but yeah, look, I think in contracts, it's not wrong to, if you're paying a player of that magnitude, you can have rules and stipulations what you can and can't do, right?
Yeah, you can't elbow me in the face.
You know, it truly would be about a knee injury or, you know,
absolutely.
Let's take it easy, Miles. Because he's a big key to the Browns, who I think are going to be, you know, as I said, I think they have a top three roster in the NFL, and I think he's a big part of that as a premier pass rusher for Cleveland in that defense. So, yeah, I like how Kevin Stefanski put it. He's retired.
Yeah.
He is now retired. So I'm hot
for
on
sure.
that. Hot on that.
Cannot play any more basketball. But they play basketball. A lot of football players play basketball. Because they think they're great basketball players.
Well, or they want to be rappers or musicians of
some
kind.
You ever seen the intramural leagues after football's over with over at the gyms?
Oh, yeah.
They are packed with football guys.
Yeah. Well, most of those guys grew up playing multiple sports.
Right.
And, you know, just because they're really good at football doesn't mean they don't still love to play the other sports that they've played in.
It's true.
And starred in. And they're competitive people. So you want to, even if you are dunking on little white dudes at the Y, that's okay. Dunk on them, Miles.
Stumble those little guys.
I like that Browns team, I'm telling you. Now we got this AFC just loaded, man. Now Julio Jones coming to Tennessee. There's an arms race going on in the AFC between, you know, we've talked about the Colts. If indeed Carson Wentz can get back to being a high-level quarterback, we know the Chiefs are great. Chargers with Justin Herbert are coming. Baltimore and Cleveland. Buffalo Bills. A lot of good teams, Buck.
When does football start? When does it start?
About 90-some days.
90-some days.
The training camp will be here next month. Yeah.
We're getting down there.
Yeah. First game, Cowboys, Buccaneers. Thursday night special to start the NFL season.
Oh, am I going to get you guys some brand new homes this year?
Oh, you got a Gold Star lock already?
Homes and shoes and everything. We're going to do cars this year.
You just cost the people their mortgage on Friday with your Dallas Mavericks Gold Star lock.
Come on, arrest you. Number 11, whoever the hell you are trying to handle Kawhi.
We will be back when we do. Jeff Howe will jump in after our headlines, talk about the weekend of Texas football recruiting, the Texas baseball team, and the newest Texas Longhorn running back. We'll get the thoughts of Jeff coming back. It's B&E live, local, and digital streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and always at hornfm.com.